VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Exit polls from Israel's contested election show that former chief of staff Benny Gantz has won at least as many seats as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The question now is whether Gantz can form a governing coalition. Correspondent Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
If this election was a referendum on Netanyahu, who has served for 13 consecutive years, it showed the public is fed up. Netanyahu faces several allegations of corruption and could be indicted within the year. Gantz supporters celebrated at party headquarters in Tel Aviv, but their excitement may have been premature. Even Gantz's most favorable polls show it will be easier for Netanyahu to form a governing coalition. In a tweet, the prime minister declared a clear victory for the right-wing bloc and said he will start assembling one.
Netanyahu is hoping to win a fifth term as prime minister even as he faces corruption charges. If neither party wins a majority in the 120-member parliament, they'll have to rely on allied parties to form that ruling coalition. A man in the eastern U.S. state of Maryland accused in an alleged Islamic State-inspired terror plot to run down people with a truck has been ordered held without bond. Federal prosecutors argued in a court appearance Tuesday that there are no conditions under which 28-year-old Rondell Henry could be freed and be assured of returning for future court appearances, and that he represents a threat to the community. Prosecutors allege Henry stole a truck from a suburban Washington shopping mall last month and drove around looking for terror targets. He was unable to breach security at Dulles International Airport and was accused of driving elsewhere to possibly kill a lot of people. This is VOA News. Gunfire was heard outside the Sudanese military headquarters in the capital Khartoum on Tuesday. At the same time, demonstrations seeking the ouster of President Omar al-Bashir continued for a fourth consecutive day. The U.S., Britain, and Norway, meanwhile, demanded Tuesday that Sudanese authorities deliver a, quote, credible plan for political transition as deadly demonstrations continued that sought the ouster of President Bashir. Aid agencies are urging rival militias in Libya to do everything they can to protect civilians as fighting for control of the capital Tripoli escalates and casualties mount. The United Nations said Tuesday that a national conference for Libya, scheduled for Sunday to bring warring parties together, is unlikely to go ahead because of the military escalation in Tripoli. In a statement, the UN Libya envoy said he is determined to hold the national conference as soon as possible, but he said the current recurrence of fighting is overshadowing the political process. For a seventh week, police in the Algerian capital Algiers fired water cannons and pepper spray at student demonstrators. The protests happened as Parliament named an interim leader to replace former President Abdelaziz Bouteflika. Correspondent Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Large protests took place in front of the main post office in the Algerian capital Algiers and many other towns and cities to protest Tuesday's Parliament session, declaring Speaker Abdelkader Ben Salah interim president of the nation for a period of 90 days. Arab news channels showed live video of Algerian security forces using water cannons and tear gas to try and disperse protesters in Algiers. Interim President Ben Salah addressed Parliament after the decision to declare the presidency vacant and to apply Article 108 of the Constitution, granting him interim presidential powers for 90 days.
New York City has declared a public health emergency over a measles outbreak and has ordered mandatory vaccinations for some people who may have been exposed to the virus. The mayor announced the order on Tuesday. It covers people who live in four zip codes in Brooklyn's Williamsburg neighborhood, where more than 250 people have gotten measles since September. The declaration requires all unvaccinated people in those areas who may have been exposed to the virus to get the vaccine, including children over 6 months old. Anyone who resists could be fined $1,000. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.